I wanted to ask you about the email that went out that we got in the newsroom here. And what is it that they're kind of asking folks to do, and who can come to town and who can't?
Okay, so the deal was, a lot of people seemed really excited because it's like, you know, like there's still an air of mystery about who the big concert is going to be. It could be some like C or D level act. It could be some international A level act. We don't know. But the prospect of having a free huge concert with free Bud Light in downtown Crested Butte, you know, on the streets, and basically being able to walk around downtown Crested Butte and freely drink Bud Light and watch whatever band this is or bands, has kind of generated a lot of interest from people on the Front Range, people in Southwest Colorado, people in other places in the High Rockies and the Western Slope. The big concern with the Crested Butte Marshals Department is that more people are going to show up than this town can handle. We already don't have any lodging available, so if you come to town for the weekend, you're not getting a hotel room. There's going to be nowhere to park because we don't have any parking anyway to start with, you know. And the worry is there's going to be too many people coming to town, and they're not going to know what to do with all these people. They're not going to let them into the event because with the number of people Bud Light is flying in as part of their contest winners, along with people who live either in Crested Butte or Gunnison County and can prove it, those people will be allowed in. But if you come from Denver and you have a Denver ID, you will have just driven 4.5 hours and probably sat in traffic for another hour or two to be turned away. There's nowhere to stay. So what are you going to do? What are we going to do with these people? That's the concern. What are we going to do with them? So the idea right now is to tell people that if you don't live here, you probably shouldn't come because you're not getting in. It's kind of twofold. One, I'd like to, you know, we'd like to save people a trip from coming down. And two, I think it's going to, I mean, if people do come and they don't get in, it could create a pretty big public health and safety issue.
So this will not be the Woodstock of the Rockies?
No. I mean, it's not going to be that good, you know? Like, it's not like we're going to have, like, Joe Cocker and freaking Santana here, you know? I don't know who's going to be here. It's probably not going to be that good. But, I think the big concern is just like people showing up with high expectations, being denied, and then they're 4.5 hours from home. But the marshals are pretty concerned about it, and they've asked us to do what we can to spread the word.